16 minutes after 5 o'clock, we heard from Thabiso Goba about the IEC's press conference. Let's hear it from the proverbial horse's mouth, from the main source in this instance, the Commissioner Janet Love, Vice Chair for the IEC, about what took place in their processes, especially the objections. Janet Love, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to 702.
Thank you. Good evening to you and your listeners.
Commissioner, really appreciate your time, especially to clear out a few things. We understand that there were about 82 objections. My numbers could be wrong, but only one was sustained, and that was the name of Jacob Zuma, the leader of the newly found MK party. And we also heard from Tabi, so just as you were on the line, that the main objection was the 15-month sentence. Is that the case?
A little bit of a correction. So we did have 82 objections. There are, by the way, still some that are coming in, which are clearly out of time. But of those objections, we had eight objections. Eight names that were raised in terms of the provisions of the Constitution. That is. Section 47 and Section 106 of the Constitution, which deals with the constitutional provisions that entitle somebody, that qualify somebody to be a candidate. And of those eight names, only one of the eight, we did uphold other objections that didn't deal with that particular issue. There were objections that dealt with issues, for example, like the fact that people had not signed the appropriate acceptance forms and so on. But in relation to that particular issue, there were eight names, and only the objections objections that dealt with one of those names was upheld.
Certainly. What are the implications of that? Does it mean that the party needs to remove him from their list immediately, assuming the appeal process is in your favor?
So we will remove from the list because the commission has upheld the objection, and the party or the candidate has got every possibility to approach the electoral court. They must do so by the 2nd of April. And then the electoral court has until the 9th of April to consider those matters and to take a resolution on those matters.
What happens in the case the electoral court upholds your decision to remove him?
If the electoral court upholds the decision, then that candidate will continue to not be on the list of candidates of that party.
The implications are that MK party then cannot have him as a candidate. Should they get one, two, or even 200 seats for that matter, he cannot then move on to become a member of parliament subsequently.
That's correct. The Constitution makes that clear, just in terms of his current situation in relation to the sentence that was passed in July 2021.
And the objections that were submitted to you, did they have to come from certain persons, or it could have been anyone in society at all?
Could have been anybody. It could have been an organization, a party, an individual, and indeed there was a combination of some of those. And some of them were compliant fully with the legislative provisions, including providing relevant details and so on, and some weren't compliant. But in relation to one of the eight names, we upheld, and that's Mr. Zuma.
Would you then be able to tell the candidate concerned, in this instance, Mr. Zuma, as to who the objection was submitted by, or is it a confidential issue?
I mean, I suppose that if there was a question about that, certainly the name, I don't think there would be that kind of confidentiality. The law actually requires that a person who is making an objection should serve that objection on the party or the in this case on the party as opposed to the independent candidate against whom they're objecting. So the kind of disclosure that you're talking about is inbuilt into the law.
And I suppose, are you able to tell us who objected against them, who submitted the objection?
You know, I don't have those names in front of me, and I wouldn't like to be doing a lot of speculating. Yeah. So I don't. But as I say, if the party or Zuma wanted that information, as indicated, that's what the law provides for.
Lastly, from your side, and thanks for indulging us with your time, where's the process now? Now that you've dealt with objections, where to from now? What is the next step on the electoral timetable?
Well, the next step is to allow for anybody affected by one of the decisions or decisions generally of the commission in this regard to approach the court and for the court to make its decisions. That is what is happening in terms of the next week up until the 9th. And thereafter, the a candidate list and political parties that are contesting for the various elections becomes final, and we can proceed with the printing. But obviously there are many other things that happen in between. So, for example, next week we are having the National Code of Conduct signing ceremony, and then that will be cascaded into each of the provinces. Secondly, there is a whole lot of things that need to happen in terms of looking at some of the additional materials that will need to be procured and so on and so forth. So there are a lot of things that happen in between, but from the point of view of those landmarks, I think that would be the landmark that we were able to then issue the final list of candidates for each election, whether they happen to be independent candidates or political parties.
Allow me one more question, please. I know that I said it was the last one, but just backtracking a little bit on the issue of Jacob Zuma. Will the MK party be allowed to use his face on posters and other paraphernalia concerned to promote their party, even though he will... even though he may be deemed unsuitable to stand on the party list according to the electoral laws?
So in terms of the design of the ballot paper, there are discussions that are currently going on, and there are some main features of that design which will be released again during the course of next week. And so to the extent that who and what appears on the ballot paper and how that is laid out, there will be some indication. But when it comes to MK Party using any imagery, including of Mr. Zuma, on any of the publicity material, there's absolutely no role that the commission would have to stand in the way of the party. That I don't think is something that is in the that's not something that the commission itself deals with.
Commissioner Janet Love, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate your insight. Vice Chair of the IEC, 24 minutes after 5 o'clock.